We're back here on In Focus News Radio K-Man. Dr. Tim Schaefer joining us here today, Assistant Director for Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy here at K-State. And he's also an assistant professor in the Department of Communication Studies.
Yeah, Communication Studies. That's us.
All right. Well, I understand you have a new book out
that's
published recently on civility.
Yeah, it's called A Crisis of Civility? Political Discourse and Its Discontents. So, so we published it. It came out, I guess, officially on March 1. It's an edited book, so there are a lot of contributors, some talking, so lots of disciplines and also ideologies, right? So we were very intentional to have scholars who self-identify across kind of the ideological spectrum to contribute. But so we have some philosophers who kind of distinguish between civility being a politeness versus civility being kind of this notion of responsiveness to issues, and we had some folks looking at things like social media, kind of the amplification of incidents, and looking at that through these kind of partisan lenses, and then a section looking particularly at some examples from our past of all the way. One chapter, for example, kind of speaks about colonial America, and as you know. So we can sometimes have these rosy eyeglasses when we look back at certain moments and say, oh, that was really good. But realizing how deeply kind of partisan the press was, particularly at that time, right, even more so than we might at first blush kind of think about. And so, I have a chapter in there, too, looking at how in the 1930s and 40s we were doing some of these kinds of projects trying to reclaim some of those narratives. So yeah, so that's out. It's an academic book, but I think it was also written in a way that could be accessible to wider audiences. So it's not jargon laden, right? You wouldn't be totally lost, I don't think, if the average person kind of picked it up. Our hope is that it's going to start to show up in some places in college and university courses and some other sites. And I will say, on the official day of the launch, myself, along with the lead editor, Robert Boatwright, who's a political scientist, we were on a panel with a couple other folks from the National Institute for Civil Discourse, which sponsored some of this research, at the Tucson Book Festival. And we had this amazing overflow crowd. We had a couple hundred folks who were it was outside because it was beautiful and in Tucson, Arizona. And so we had this huge tent. They had to bring in all these extra chairs that people were outside, and it was packed. And so a lot of people were really kind of interested and kind of hungry for these better understanding of these issues. But I will say, just in a little bit of time we have left, that evening after we had the book launch, we went to an evening reception with some donors who helped support the National Institute for Civil Discourse, and Representative Gabby Giffords showed up, who was shot in 2011 in Tucson. Six others were killed, many wounded, the National Institute was founded kind of in her honor and in the wake of that tragedy. And I was just so struck by who she is in just the tenacity that she has to deal with and kind of overcome the violent attack, right, that had radically changed the course of her life and who she is. And I don't know, I reflected on it after that night. And I think, for us, for the United States, if we could emulate her a bit, right, having some commitment, some passion, some grit, right, to acknowledge the really challenging situations that we find ourselves in, but kind of to work through that, and just her commitment and I think authenticity were really inspiring. And so as I think about the work that I do as a scholar, as an academic, as a teacher, but also as a citizen, kind of engaged in communities, I was just really struck by her. And I would hope, regardless of kind of party affiliation, she might be one of these examples that we think about. How do we overcome some of the serious difficulties that we've got, whether it's personal or in a collective sense?
Yeah, no doubt. That was such a tragedy here, and maybe it's With the news here this weekend about the suicides at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, I mean, maybe that'd be a good thing for her to go speak to those folks down there.
Well, I mean, it speaks to how do we deal with our collective challenges and recognizing that we have really divergent views on these topics. But at the same time, it's important for us to be able to work through some of these things. And as we look at the terrorist attack in New Zealand, seeing how different countries are able to and have the capacity to respond, right? Their politics are different than our politics, just structurally. But I think there are important moments for us to reflect and say, who are we as a collective whole? And I think for a long time, maybe we haven't wanted to acknowledge it, but we need to take a little bit of pause and step back and think about that, because if it's just about which team wins, if it's my team or your team, if it's red, blue, whatever it might be, if we just always think about politics as a game, then we're really putting ourselves into a bad spot.
Absolutely. Well, it's always good to talk with you, Dr. Schaefer, and we'll talk to you again next month.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
All right. That'll do it here for this segment. We'll come back. We've got UFM Community Learning Center being highlighted in the next segment. Stay tuned. You're listening to In Focus.